Jeg har i løbet af mit liv mødt mange ambassadører rundt omkring i verden i forskellige anledninger, og de er altid meget imødekommende osv., ved selvfølgelig noget omkring de lande, som de er ambassadører for. Men jeg har sjældent oplevet, ja, jeg vil sige aldrig oplevet, en så entusiastisk ambassadør, som er hende, vi om et øjeblik skal møde. Hun hedder Bennett, hun er ambassadør fra Canada, og jeg fortalte selvfølgelig på engelsk, at lige præcis det, jeg har fortalt jer, at jeg oplevede hende så entusiastisk. Nu kan I jo høre, om I giver mig ret. Jeg fader lige ind i snakken med hende.
And very proud to be able to boast about our amazing country that really has something for everybody. And so whether it's the mountains or the salmon fishing or the Arctic, it's different than people think. And I think with the indigenous tourism, where people learn something about the history and the culture, it's great. And of course, it is a place that has welcomed the world, and so people can feel at home. Where, from whatever country they come from, there'll be some of their countrymen in Canada that will welcome them. So it's an honor to represent Canada here in Denmark and in the kingdom.
I fully understand that, and you're using this theme a lot of times. You're talking about feeling at home. I mean, I have no relatives as far as I know in Canada, but I've been there once, very shortly, and that is a shame, actually. I have to repeat it in some way, using some more time. But this being at home feeling was exactly what I felt there.
Yes. Well, I think that's what people feel, that it's welcoming, that people enjoy showing off their country to others. It's I think it's a place where if somebody pulls out a map on a street, somebody will stop and ask them where they're going and how can I help. And
people are talking to you at the bus stop?
Yes, people will talk to you at the bus stop. But it is also, I think, a place like Fogo Island that obviously is a very high-end tourism. But Zita Cobb, who designed that destination, she's involved her whole community in helping take people fishing, go on hikes, hook the rugs, build the beds. Like, it's a matter of community. And therefore, the community is very excited about welcoming tourists. And some have gone on to be able to host their own bed and breakfast. Or, it's a matter of how do you build that kind of understanding of an industry that can be very, very good for the economy, but also build those people-to-people bridges that we know are so important in building a trusting relationship.
One thing is for sure, you cannot hide your enthusiasm. I thank you a lot for meeting you, and I know where my next trip may go.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay, well, you've got my card.
Yes, I did.
I can give you lots of good advice.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.